This is the second part of the Dharma topic, loss in body and loss in sensual desire. Why do you read the Tripitaka or the Buddhist scripture? Why do you try to remember all the Dharma from the book? Because actually the true Dharma is in the body. Just your eyes see, your ear hear, the body feel contact, and the mind know. That's all that we need to use to learn the Dharma. You try to remember things outside the body, but actually it's not the point. Because this knowledge is like the knowledge from outside, and it's useless to use that. If you think, you talk, you do, and you follow by the wrong understanding, absolutely, the Buddha said that this is the monk who is rotten inside. He will flowing by stream of defilement. It's like the same thing like the dead calf flowing on the surface of the ocean. Cannot find the day and night to glorify. I hope you understand what I'm talking about today. Today, I terminate all the throne or the opponent in your mind. Nobody can heal you, except you heal yourself. You do it by yourself. We are not a kid 2 or 3 years old. We cannot behave like that. So just the thought. If you have the bad thought, consider this is the sin. This is a bad karma already. Even though you don't speak out or you take any action, just start with the bad thought. It's a bad thing already. But in the other side, even though you don't talk, you don't do any action, but you have the good thoughts inside, consider it's good already. When I see the behavior of the ruffian, I feel so pity. Because they shear off the ears, they shear off the tails. When they live with the bird, they say they have the wings. When they live with the fox, they say they have the ears. When you will remove your ears, your wings, your tail. From today, I want you to use the right understanding of samatitti. What is inside samatitti? First, the wisdom. Samatitti is the wisdom. Don't use the fake wisdom, which is outside from samatitti. What is the fake wisdom? The fake wisdom is like the knowledge that we have studied outside before. And this knowledge has the sensual desire inside. It has sensual desire. It has form and the body. If there are the body and the sensual desire stay together, then it sleep. It will make people fall asleep and get lost with sensual desire and the body. The sleeping is different from when the body get tired and want to sleep. Because this sleeping is happened because of the sensual desire and the body. And if you have the right understanding arise in your mind, all this sleepiness will be gone and removed. Your mind will awake, alert, and bright and shine all the time. I tell you for you hear and listen. I do everything to be a role model for you to follow. When you just blind and deaf, you cannot see, you cannot hear what I am doing right now. Even though if the Buddha is still alive, but you have no faithfulness, no trust, and don't follow in his practice, so the Buddha is useless and nothing. Don't try to think to have competition with the Arahant or the Buddha, because it will disadvantage yourself. The same thing that you like to try, open your eyes to see the sun directly. It will hurt you. So right now, I want you to stop the micchatiti or the wrong understanding. If all the effort that I try to put you to do practice right now, if this effort will bring you to hell, this effort will make you to be the slave of ignorance, and if this effort will put you to stay in stupidity, I will not complain about that. But this effort that we are trying to do and practice, it makes us for liberation, to free from the suffering. And you know, laziness is a house of hell, and will make you degenerate in everywhere. For me, in any moment, if you have the laziness in your mind, at that moment, you lost your profit. The moment that you have effort, that moment you gain a lot of profit. So that's why the Buddha said, a person will liberate or across the ocean of suffering by effort. Even though the Buddha did not say this, but actually, it's always be like that by the nature of. You will be free from suffering by effort. So now remove yourself, remove your mind from the fire of wisdom. You know right now you are burning by the fire of wisdom. It's like in the past, the three butter, their name is Shatin, and they have performed the ritual, and they worship the fire, and they thought that they are the Arahant, until the Buddha went to see them and give them the direction. Because before that, they thought they are the Arahant by worship the fire, but actually this is the fake wisdom, the fake knowledge, and this fire from the wisdom burning them inside. And finally, the Buddha defeat them by use the peaceful wisdom to tell them the truth of the Dharma, and by the right understanding, the Sammatiti. So the Buddha asked them, you did the bad thing to yourself is not enough, but you still invite the other people to follow you and do the badness, the same thing like you. Is that the way that Arahant do that? So this is the question from the Buddha, and then make them realize something. So today we have to stop all about this, and I don't want to hear that you have a bad friend, you become a friend of the ruffian. Because at here, we don't take that. We only respect for the good people, for the wise people. Meet the bandit, listen the Dharma, and follow the Dharma, practice the Dharma. Don't waste your time, don't waste your life, day and night, by slender in sensual desire. You know this body. If you don't eat for one day, if you don't go to toilet for one day, you can see what happened. Or just breathe in and out. If the breath cannot go inside or go outside, what will happen? This body just die. And nothing can heal and support that. Because this is the essential of the body, just breathe in and out. Just sit, stand, walk, and lay down. Just eat and go to toilet. That's it. Without all of this body just dead. And nothing can do about this. Don't be stupid with this. I thought that I am talking and lecture the Dharma for human to listen, but actually it's not. The bandit and the ruffian, they must know themselves. If they are bandit, they know themselves they are bandit. If they are ruffian, they know themselves they are ruffian. No one teach and tell them how to do that, because their behavior, it show up clearly. Right now, you are a cunning ruffian. You stay with them. That's why you still be a 100% normal people, and still be a 100% ruffian. And today, right now, it's only one word that I want to tell you. Don't slander and stop with the body. Because this body is easy to die. It's easy to extinct. Breathe in and breathe out. Cannot breathe in, cannot breathe out. And then die. It's quickest than anything. It's fastest than anything. It's the dead. So why you still try to resist this? You know in one moment that you breathe in and breathe out. It's like you're breathing. But the next moment, you cannot breathe in and breathe out. This body just dead suddenly. It doesn't matter you are among or the lay people. Because after you die a few days, this body will be rotten. The skin will turn to green. And then the fly will come to your body and lay them egg. That's it for the essential of the body. It's tasteless, but you still have the ego. And you think this body is you. This body is mine. So please stop all about it. Stop being rebel. Stop to use the bad butt. The bad part that have lust, anger, and ignorance inside, don't use that with me. Because every time you use it, it will make you lose everything. What you lost, you will lose yourself in there. Because when I see the monk who practice in the wrong way, later they just turn to be a bad monk. They will carry a lot of badness, carry a lot of bad karma. It doesn't matter wherever they go, it cannot be changed because they start by the badness inside, and the bad practice and the bad thought. Because they have planted the bad seed inside their mind already. Have you ever seen the Buddha or the Arahant monk degenerate or do the bad thing? It's no way. It's only the ruffian who have that. So today we need to change the new system. If you practice with effort and you die, oh, you know, all the Deva, all the Brahman, they will worship you. they will admire in you. But if you die because of laziness, for sure, you will have the fly come to give the blessing to you. So you should think carefully. When you go around in this temple, you walk in the forest, you see the trees around you. Do they talk to each other or not? No, they just stand still, stay in quiet and peacefulness. They don't talk much like us. That's why the Buddha said, under the tree is the place that the Buddha or Arahant monk, they have enlightenment. This is not a place for the ruffian. So don't talk to each other like stupid kids. I want you to use the faithfulness, the moral shame. Listen to the Dharma and gain wisdom. Have the effort. Have the right wisdom. I want you to use all of them. Don't get lost with your heart. Do not get lost with your speech. Even though for myself, I cannot do anything. It's all about yourself, to help to heal yourself. My nose is my nose, your nose is your nose. You have to breathe in and breathe out by yourself. And also, this is my mind, and this is your mind. You have to take care your mind by yourself. But right now, I just give you the warning. Just don't do any badness. Don't do any bad karma. Stop doing any sin. And be clever and smart to do all the good merit. And then purify your mind. Make it clean and clear. This is the prosper way from the Buddha. Then he give the teaching for the monk. If you follow and practice like this, at least you will become the Sotapan. Or at last, you will be the Arahant monk. And there's no word or no way to be the normal people. Do you dare to leave ruffian inside you? If you leave the ruffian, you will reach to Nirvana immediately. But if you cannot leave the ruffian, for sure you will go to hell. You know, you were born in this life, this one life. It's so difficult to find a person who will guide you or give you the direction like this. Because mostly people outside, they're crazy with the cunning wisdom. They get burned by wisdom. I think you are good enough to understand my teaching. But what I concern is like I don't want you to waste your time. If you practice and die with the Dharma, I will make the funeral for you. If you practice and do it seriously, for sure you will have the good result. You are not a buffalo, you are a human. I am teaching the Dharma to you right now. You should understand. We are not stupid. We are not idiot. I'm not a teacher, but I am a monk. I'm just a monk who come to open the closed thing. I am a monk that tell you the direction. I am a monk that light up the fire in the dark cave. Don't need to call me a teacher. If you don't have the right understanding, you will don't have a good teacher. But when you have a right understanding, the samadhi, you will have a good teacher, same like me. And we are going to the same place, reach to the same goal. I hope you understand today. So close the door. Don't stay with the ruffian, even though in 1 minute or 1 second, because it wastes your time, it wastes your life. But the moment when you stay with the Buddha, that's a glory moment. But 1 moment with the ruffian is a hell. So I'm checking every day to my friend, to my monks. Every day they practice. How come their practice is so funny? It's like they're playing around. They don't have moral shame. They are not afraid with sin or the bad karma. Even though old or young, they are the same. So that means they don't understand what I'm teaching. They become a troublemaker. Actually, you have no business to do. But just leave the laziness inside. Just a little bit. But they cannot do it. So how far they can go from this? When I give the work for them to do, they complain, oh, so many work to do in this temple. And when I say, okay, don't work, come to practice. And then they don't want to practice. So what is the point? But they dare to do the badness. They dare to do the bad karma. So from this moment, I want everyone to renew and start again. Remove all the stupid system and change to walk on the right path. Because I want you to succeed, to be a teacher who can teach the world. At least you can be a good model, a role model for everyone. Because if you are bad, and then you become a bad teacher, that will spread to everywhere, and will cause a lot of problem. Okay, right now, can you sacrifice the defilement? Just kick them out from your mind one time, and see how it's happened. Just shatter the wall. So remember my word. Don't slander, and stop with the body. Do not get lost with the body. Do not get lost with the breathing. Don't be chaotic with the mind. Because inside the mind, it has the greed, anger, and ignorance. When you don't get lost with your mind, so later, you will not get lost with the speech, because all the being, all the human, that they have the speech and talking outside. If your mind stay in the right place, you will not get lost with the speech outside. Because it doesn't matter, they will talk good or talk bad, but you have no problem with that. We don't care about the speech from people. But what we need to have the Buddha word to be the beginning and start the Buddha word in our mind until the end. You don't need to wish to come and go or go and come, because at here we don't need birth and death. Because at here, there is no beginning, no staying, no the end. That's why they have no mood, no emotion. And then they can see nirvana. So listen, and understand, and then practice by yourself, and then you will see who is a person who rotten inside. It will show up later. The fake wisdom will show up later. But a person who have the good practice, who practice seriously, it will show up later. He will show up a lot of effort, because for noble monk, they have no laziness at all. No enemy of greed, anger, and ignorance inside. Noble monk means a person who free from enemies, because they don't have greed, anger, and ignorance. So we will not prostrate the ruffian, but we will prostrate the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, the noble monk. Especially, the noble teacher is very hard to find. So today, the Dhamma that I give to you, you better take it and investigate and analyze it in that. If you don't investigate or analyze it with this Dhamma, for sure you'll be stupid like before. So in the end, I want to give you some warning for the monk who stay in the Dhamma and discipline, or even though for the layman and laywoman. When you meet the bandit and you listen the Dhamma from him, and then you follow and practice the Dhamma, for sure you will have the four eyes arise inside your mind. It's the eyes to see the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, and the supreme Sila. The mind will be like the fish that meet the new water. The mind will remove all the ruffian inside. The same thing when the sunrise come out, it destroy all the darkness. It's the same for the mind. If the mind arise and free from the greed, anger, and ignorance at least for 20%, it will be brighter than the sun. So that's why the Buddha said this is the precious people, because these people, they see the path. The precious people, they see the Four Noble Truths. The precious people who dispassion and end of lust. And then you will have the beautiful mind. Your mind will be bright and very happy, because you have been the stupid normal people for a very long, long time. And now you change to receive the reward as a noble person. So this reward is incomparable. Especially, you cannot compare with the normal people. The noble people and the normal people, if we compare, it's like the light from firefly and the light from the sun. It's so different. It's too far to compare. Just 20% that your mind come out from defilement, and you will have the eyes arise in your mind. Because this eye will see the Buddha have enlightenment, and this eye will see the Dhamma form enlightenment, and this eye will see the Sangha who have enlightenment and teaching the Dhamma. And then they have the faithfulness in the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and then it supports the mind to have the supreme morality or the supreme Sila inside. And then you have the great Sila to stay with you. Even though later you will disrobe, you not be a monk for your whole life. But you still have the great benefit, the great usefulness stay with you all the time. Consider you as more special and more wonderful than normal people. And it's better than a person who don't have the sila. It's like the white swan and the black crow is so different. So from this moment, just take it for 20%. Do you dare to prostrate to the clean and clear people or not? Don't be stupid and stop with the dirt and the defilement. So you should be ashamed with your body. You were born and want to be stupid to live with this body until you die. It's better to think in a new way. So today, be better to change the new system. Change to be a respect person. Make this temple to be a beautiful temple. And support this temple to make it as the path and the fruit of Nirvana. So make it as the clean and clear river that many people can come and hear and consume and drink this water. And finally, no one destroy your goodness or badness except yourself. If you have the mindfulness, you will feel embarrassment with this, especially a person who stay in absorption or stay in Nirvana. They will say it's so ashamed, it's so embarrassment with this body because it's the dead corpse. And they don't think this body very important in this and that. But right now, you misunderstand. And that's why you think this body very important to be this and be that. And that's why it makes you fall in hell. So today it's better to change the direction. No one can give you the point. It's only yourself that can give you a point, the point of goodness and badness. The badness cannot change. Badness is still badness. It can mix and blend and get along together with the bad people. But for the good people, it only can mix, blend and get along with the good people. Because ruffian and the bandits, they have different mind. Therefore, you come to this monastery, it's better stop, don't be a ruffian anymore. Because soon or later, you will die for me or I will die from you. We will not stay for a million years and smile to each other. Yeah, we don't need to talk much. You just cannot breathe for 2 minutes. That's all, you will die. Okay, today's all what I talk. I want you to make a new feeling. Make it like the feeling of the glory morning. Have the right wisdom to go first and have the liberation in the end as your good intention. For my intention, I want to help and support this world not longer than 120 years. I'm not staying for 1 million years or 1,000 years. So like the Buddha said, I will stay for 80 years. And then he went to Nirvana. It's for me, it's not like I'm gonna teach you forever. Because finally, my sankhara, my body, it will stop. And I will go to Nirvana. And at that time, don't complain yourself. Don't feel regret for yourself when you don't have me. Don't be negligent. So therefore today, I want to wake you up. Make you awake, it's better to fall asleep. Because if we still practice like this, is it not qualified for a person who want to cross the ocean of the suffering? Because this is a restless person. So I want to say in the end, may you cross this ocean, because on this side is the side of Nirvana, and this side is the side of ruffian. You need to cross the ocean and reach to Nirvana. So it's the end for today.